hugely frustrating. I think we, somebody just told me the possession stats were 72%. I think that probably summed the game up for us. We kept the ball, and but we didn't hurt them. We didn't penetrate. We didn't get in behind them. We knew what we were going to face, and I think there's a lot of frustration in the team, and a lot of frustration in the change room afterwards that we didn't make them work harder. I think great credit to them as far as they came, they had a game plan, they worked their socks off, they slowed the game down, they tried to disrupt it as often as they could, and we never got any rhythm. We, as I say, we played, but we didn't get in behind them, we didn't play forward, we didn't run forward, and we just didn't work their goalkeeper enough. I'm certainly not going to sit here and make any excuses, definitely not. I think the big thing was that we the game tonight, we had a great opportunity to go and get in behind them, and on lots of occasions, and we didn't do it. I don't think it's anything to do with, yes, there was disappointment last week and all went with that, but that's over. They worked really hard again all week, they trained really hard all week. We came into the game full of confidence. It was a game we were really looking forward to, getting back home again, getting in front of the fans again. But probably the two big things were we didn't run forward and we didn't play forward. Yeah, listen, I totally get fans' frustration. The big thing is that they made it difficult with the spaces and limiting the spaces and cutting the spaces. And football's all about getting balls into spaces in order to get people into spaces and the ball into spaces. And they were very limited tonight. In those situations, you have to try and score early to get the team out and open the game up a little bit. But unfortunately, we didn't do that. And the longer it went on, the more difficult it becomes. And that's exactly what happened. We go again. And there's it's not the first time it's happened, and it's certainly probably not going to be the last time it's happened. What we have to do is we take that squarely on the chin. We go back, we look at the game. We look at the areas that we should have done better and could have done better, and we work on them. I think next week's going to be very similar. It's going to be one of those situations where if you go off the style that Drogheda has been playing the last number of months and been very, very good at it, they're tight, they get compact, they condense the space, and they frustrate you and make it difficult for you. And they hope the fans get on your back and they'll be looking to do the exact same thing.
Tiernan, the neutral might have struggled to accept that Cork were so far down on the table, given the way they played tonight.
Listen, we watched Cork now in three different games during the week, and they probably deserved more than what they've got for a number of games. They've been working very hard. They make it difficult, and there's no way of me wrapping this up, but there's no way of me sugarcoating this. We just didn't do enough to win the game, and we didn't affect their back line enough, and that's the bottom line.
You made an early change in the second half, taking Liam Boyce off. What was your thinking behind that?
We have probably three or four players in there who are at a different stage of their season than what we are, and we knew Dippo needed to get freshened up a little bit, and we felt it probably wasn't sticking enough on the front line, and we just looked to change it, and that was nothing major. We just wanted to try and change things up, freshen things up, and could we get a different look on it
at half time? What are you saying?
Everything that we expected. We knew Cork were going to come in. We knew Cork were going to make it difficult. We knew they were going to make it. They were going to get in and be tight and be compact. And the big thing from our end was, as I said, we probably didn't play forward enough. We probably didn't run forward enough. And then the longer the game went on, I thought the stadium got a little bit antsy, and I thought we started to lack our bravery, and we played safe, and we needed to take more risks, and we needed to put balls in the areas quicker, and we didn't do that, and that's something that we have to get better at. This club expects to win every game, and rightly so, and when they don't, or when things aren't going your way, you have to be prepared, you have to be willing to take that criticism and that pressure, and I think we need to get better at that.
There's a break now with the cup game coming up. Cups have always been a big attraction in Derry. You'll hope to get over that hurdle next week.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of disappointed heads in there. I think, as I keep saying, this group, that they're a really good group. They work really hard. And nights like tonight and nights like last week, there's nobody more frustrated and nobody hurts more than they do. And especially if you people seen how hard they worked all week, it's hugely disappointing. But it's something we have to go away now and dust ourselves off and get ready again for next Saturday.